Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back to my house. I'm Rosie, here in studio with my wife, sweet Jennifer, broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D., and our call screener from Cronkite School of Journalism, Miss Alicia. Miss Alicia, thanks again for coming in this morning. We appreciate you helping us out. And before we get into the home improvement topic of the hour, I've got a special, special alert for all of you Arizonans who enjoy the sport of snow skiing. Snow Bowl is open. I believe Sunrise is now open. But Snow Bowl is having a 72-hour sale that ends midnight tomorrow night. Limited quantities available. Adult whole day passes for as low as $34.
Now, how many have you bought?
Now, well, the more I buy, the more I save.
Oh, well, I did talk to Clay Jansen just this week.
Yes.
He posted a picture on Facebook of the first day it was open.
Yeah.
He happened to be up there with family, and they had the only had, of course, the man-made snow, but he said it was just wonderful. Well, yeah, and it's not no green runs when they do that. It's just blue and black, so I can't go. But but he was having a blast. He had it to himself.
Well, just one of the things that you can take advantage of in the great state of Arizona is drive from your home where you don't need heat, spend 2 hours in the car, spend the day on the slopes, have a great outdoor day on San Francisco Peaks overlooking some of the most beautiful scenery in all of Arizona. And then hop in your car, drive home 2 hours, and sleep on top of the sheets. So that's one of the many advantages of Arizona. Hey, I wanted to give all the homeowners a little heads up here. If something some of the cities throughout Arizona are doing. Now, the information I have here pertains to Scottsdale specifically. But I know for a fact several cities in the desert environments of Arizona are participating in this plan. If you have warm season lawn areas that you're willing to do away with and convert to low water use landscaping, the city of Scottsdale will pay you up to $1 a square foot for every square foot of lawn, warm weather Bermuda lawn, $1 a square foot for every square foot you're willing to convert to an approved landscaping scheme, up to 5,000 square feet.
Oh my goodness.
Up to $5,000. So
with the drought, that's totally appealing.
It you know, this, I think an incentive like that will be, as a grandparent now, with kids around the house a lot less, needing a lot less lawn area, I'm very tempted to take the back 600 or 700 square feet of that lawn and convert it to more of a dog play area or something like that. But take a look at what your particular city may or may not be offering by way of rebates. The deadlines, I'm bringing it up now because the deadline for applying for these credits generally are between now and the middle of January. So something to consider for sure. Now, I read a lot of trade journals that have to do with home improvement, home remodeling, both as from the customer views, the homeowner, as well as industry tips from business owners on better ways to get things done. Professional Remodeling Magazine had an article this week that caught my eye. Who is the primary decision maker when remodeling for a couple?
I do know you've told me in the past that it's kind of like marriage counseling. Sometimes when you do a remodel, you're basically moving in with the people, and
yeah,
then,
well, you're
then
doing
they may
that.
Have they may have some discrepancies on what they want done, and
you get to know people on a much more intimate level than just selling them a television. You're in their home all hours of the day, Monday through Friday, generally. You get to see their living habits and habitat. You get to see how they treat each other. And it's very interesting. So Professional Remodeling Magazine did a study of over 1,000 couples coast to coast who remodeled. And they asked each person who is the primary decision maker. The men claim they are 65% of the time the decision maker. Now, Jennifer, you're good in math. Gary, you're a broadcast engineer. You're good in math. Alicia, you're a college student. You can manage math. So if 65% of the men say they are the primary decision maker, what percentage does that leave for women?
I got 35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 35.
I agree.
35.
Yeah.
Everybody agree 35. It doesn't add up.
You're right.
It doesn't add up.
You're right, because I mean, traditionally, when you go to buy a car, who makes the decision? 9 times out of 10, it's the woman.
Okay.
That's always been kind of like the standard, if you want to call it something like that. But usually the woman or the girl in the family wins.
In this survey, where 65% of the men say they're the primary decision maker, they were questioned separately, had to turn in the results individually. 65% of the women say they're the primary decision maker.
That's 130%. How does that work?
They didn't put in the addendum, woman's prerogative. In
there. Oh, man. I think of the 65% of the men that say they're the primary decision maker, I'm suspicious about 50% of them are delusional.
You're right.
Somehow she knows how to make him think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a giggle out of this. I really did. And when it comes time to compromising, men 71% of the time say they do more compromising than the woman.
What does a woman say?
What does a woman say? Yeah.
61% of the time, women say they do more compromising. So any way you slice this survey, it doesn't add up.
And that's where guild quality might be able to help.
Yeah, right.
Well,
exactly.
What do you find, Rosie? You're in that position quite often. Do you cipher that?
In reading the article, a couple questions jumped up in my mind right away. I think a lot of it depends, of course, on the couple. Every couple's different. I was at a homeowner's home up in Greyhawk just this week, and the man had a set of parameters and remodel objectives he wanted to get done. It involved taking large arch windows off the east-facing side of his house and increasing the view for an unbelievably magnificent view of the McDowell Mountains. And his wife was excited about that, but a bit indifferent. But when we got to the kitchen,
she had some opinions, I bet.
He wasn't going to get them view windows without her getting that kitchen. I mean, so in my experience, I feel the men and the women kind of have their territories. And when it comes to finishes and selections, most men I know will defer to their wives for the countertop selection. They'll kind of establish, look, honey, you pick A, B, or C. I'm fine with any one of these. They can be a little bit more particular, I found, when it comes to cabinets as to what style they'll accept.
The men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, makes a big difference on the look.
But when it comes to the security system or the entertainment system or
maybe AC too?
Maybe the AC.
Anything mechanical?
And what sear, what efficiency level they're going to buy or what level they're going to aspire to. It's the men. 90% of the time.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. About 90% of the time. But for a lot of the finishes, so I think it's hard to ask a couple who's going to be the primary decision maker in this remodel. In my experience, it depends on what in particular part of the project are you talking about.
Well, I have a question for you. So will you ever meet just one or the other? I know there's things I've tried to buy and they're like, nope, not unless you're both together.
There's a lot of remodelers that do that. But we've never made that. I take that back. That's not true. In the 90s, when we had 16 designers on staff, we did make that a rule. And some very legitimate remodeling contractors and service providers make that a standard. Because you go out and meet one of them where the other one can't make the appointment. You complete a design based on that criteria. And then invariably, when you're coming back to give the estimate and the proposal and show the plans, they both want to be there. And you find yourself starting all over. You've mm-hmm. wasted all the time you've got in that initial proposal. But at Rosie Wright Remodeling, we've changed it just a little bit. We'll meet individually, but we won't go to the expense, the time, or the expenditure of resources to put a plan and design together until we know we're all on the same page. But we'll make initial meetings all the time, just with one of the clients. So interesting perspective on who's the decision makers. We've got a whole list of questions that came in this week. We're going to take a short break and get back to those right here at Rosie on the House, as well as your call and question at 1-888-767-4348.